You can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. In other words, if you're a member of the church and you feel like you're living under grace and God is merciful and He's forgiven you for all things, but you come and got saved and you continue to live in your lifestyle, you continue to lie, you continue to live with somebody out of wedlock, you continue to be covetous, you continue to be a homosexual or a pervert, I don't believe there's a hell, so I ain't going there. How many of those kind of people are going to inherit the kingdom of God? Amen. Not one single one. Now, who wrote the book? God wrote the book. You think He's big enough to throw every person into the pit of hell that does not serve Him? Do you think they're going to say, I want a reprieve, we're going to take it to a higher court? Is there a higher court? There is no higher court. He is the top of the rung. There is no higher court than God. So there's really only one I want to make happy in life. You know who that is? The Lord. I want to make the Lord happy as I go through life, because He says if I don't, I'm not going to heaven. It don't make any difference what I say. If I am a Christian and I go out and I get a girl pregnant and I say, well, I don't want you to have this baby, so we'll just kill it. We'll have an abortion. I mean, after all, I don't believe the child starts to live until the day it's born. That's my thought. So it's not a problem to kill the child. So now you're guilty of murder. You're guilty of sexual immorality. You're guilty of unclean acts and everything else. And how many of those kind of people are going to get to heaven?
None.
Not one single one of them. But I didn't believe that, God. It don't matter what you believe. I'm the one who wrote the book, He said, and I'm the one who has the final authority. Is that what He said?
That's what He said.
Then He says in verse 6, don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by those who try to excuse these sins. I mean, I can't grasp the fact that I could be running for president of the United States and I could get on, or a pastor ask me a question, and I say, yes, I know I've sinned and I know I continue to sin, but I'm under grace and I know I'm forgiven. I mean, that's not what God wanted to hear, was it? Wow. So what are we going to do this year? We're between a rock and a hard place. You know, when it comes to somebody to vote for. I mean, both of them, it's awful. For the terrible anger of God comes upon all those who disobey Him. Isn't that something that nobody gets by with it? All that disobey Him, it doesn't make a difference if it's you. If you sin and you make God angry, somebody said, I couldn't make God angry. I'm His favorite little daughter. No, He don't have any favorite little daughters. He can get angry at you just as easy as He can the little boys.
Amen.
You know? And it says, for the terrible anger of God comes upon all those who disobey Him. So who gets by with something?
Nobody.
Nobody does. 7 and 8. Don't participate in the things these people do. In other words, all the things we've been talking about there, don't take part in them. For though your hearts were once full of darkness, and all of us were at one time full of darkness, now you are full of light from the Lord, and your behavior should show it.
Amen.
So, if we're going to live in the light of the Lord, this is where we've got to live. We've got to realize, one time we were darkness. But once we got saved, that's not the case no more. Now then, God says in His Word that if you say you're saved and you continue to live in darkness, He said you're a liar and you don't know Him, so you need to get saved.
Amen.
If you can't walk in the light of God's Word, you're not in the kingdom of God. And so you need to come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Now then, let's go to the next two, 9 and 10. For this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Now then, if the light is in us, we're living in the light of the Word of God. If the Word of God is in you, it says this light, the Word of God within you, produces only what is good and right and true. Now, How are you going to get that light in you? You need to read the Word.
Amen.
And you need to read it every day. You need to ask the Lord to fill you with a mighty Holy Spirit. Because with that light in you, you will know if you're really a Christian, when you start to do something wrong, you know there's that little nudging in there saying,
yes, sir.
Don't do that.
Yes, sir.
Did you know yesterday when I started to grumble about that, there's something that just told me, now you shouldn't be doing that. I told you not to grumble. I mean, but I went ahead and did it anyway. Is that the height of stupidity? Wow. You would think finally I would learn. Well, he made it real to me yesterday. I mean, he really got my attention. I mean, that hurt. I suffered yesterday. I don't mind telling you. You know, now, here a while back when I grumbled a little and my screwdriver drill turned over and I hit my head up on the window and cut a little old notch there, that didn't hurt near as bad as it did when he hit me in the eye, washed it out with that gasoline. But when he washed it out with that gasoline, I'm telling you, that hurt.
Wow.
So, Lord, I hope it's a long time before I grumble and complain anymore. If one of y'all hear me even start to grumble and complain, you say something, stop me. Okay? Verse 10 says, try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. How do you find out what's pleasing to God? Read His Word. Listen to what He says. When He says no sexual immorality, does it please Him when you are involved in no sexual immorality? No, do it. Grumbling and complaining? No grumbling and complaining. Right, Tom? How much?
None.
That's exactly right. I got to remember that. Not a little bit. What's a what? None. He don't like none. Because He did say, do all things without grumbling and complaining, didn't He? What do I not understand about all things? Lord. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Well, I know what's pleasing to the Lord. When I walk in love, He likes it.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't He? When you walk in love and the light of the love of God shines through your heart to love others, does He like it?
Yes,
He does. You're pleasing the King. Okay, verse 11 and 12. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil. How much? Isn't it amazing? This is not a gray area with God, is it, Keith? I mean, it's not gray over here, can we do this or do this? The way I'm looking now, I'm seeing extremes. The church is way over here, and the devil and his group's way over here. There is no middle ground with God, is there? You're either on His team or you're on the devil's team. You can't straddle the fence with God. He says, take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, rebuke and expose them.
Amen.
What are we supposed to be doing, especially as preachers? Rebuking and exposing the things of evil.
Amen.
Somebody says, you can't tell what we're supposed to do with a candidate. Yes, I can. I can tell you what God says exactly. Now then, you're going to have to make the decision who you vote for. You know, but I don't know. I mean, one of them is completely out there in left field for me. And of course, I don't mind telling you who that was. That's Obama. You know, when Obama says that I'm for abortion, immediately, according to the Word of God, he's checked off of the list. Any Christian that votes according to the Word of God, you've got to mark him off. You can't vote for him. If you do, you're disobedient. Is that what God's Word says? You can't vote for a man that won't do what God says, that makes fun of the Word of God. You can't vote for a man like that in the church.
Amen.
I'm just going to be blunt, as I've said before. There should never be a Christian alive on the face of this earth that would vote for him because of what he believes about the Bible. When you see him stand up and mock the Bible, if he can mock the Bible and make fun of it, then I can tell you what he said, especially if he said it on national television. Some of you don't see it, but he's mocking our God's Word. And he's going to suffer for that. If he don't come to know Jesus, the guy's going to bust hell wide open someday. And my heart bleeds for him because he needs to know Jesus, but he don't know him. I mean, he may have been in a Christian church for the last 20 years, but he don't have a clue who God is. He don't have a clue. But I'm wondering about McCain, if he does too. Maybe he don't know him either from what he's saying. But the Lord says, take no part with these people. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, rebuke and expose them. Now then, it is shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret. Wow. And boy, is there secret things going on this world. I mean, secret. I mean, they've got so many secret things going on in the government. You know, and as some of you know, we just had this, I think it was a second or third or time or whatever in the history of the nation, they had a secret meeting in Congress. Second time. This was the second time ever in our entire history of mankind that they allowed no cameras, nobody but the congressman to come in and a closed-door session. And some of the guys left there with a threat on their life that if you ever disclose what went on behind here, your life will be in danger. But let me tell you, there's been many a person in the United States of America that's ventured into the wrong areas, and people from our government have threatened them and their families within an inch of their life if you tell anything about this. In fact, how many of you have ever heard of Area 51 out in Nevada? Some of you have, some of you have never heard about it. You know, it is one of the most top secret installations that the U.S. government has. And it's been there at least for 60 years. Some of the most sophisticated machines, war machines, and other machines have been test flown and built out of that place. And if you got within miles of that thing, and you, there's signs all over the place, no pictures from this point on, nobody's allowed beyond this point. You go beyond this point, you can be killed.
Amen.
And there's been a few people that's ventured in there, and they got killed.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.